The University of California Riverside's Continuing Education Center now has a cannabis program that seeks to train students to become employees and leaders in the state's growing legal cannabis industry. The courses are offered through UCR Extension, the university's continuing education division that focuses on professional education and training. UCR Extension is offering 4 cannabis certificates: the business of cannabis, cannabis healthcare and medicine, cannabis law and policy, and cannabis agriculture and horticulture. According to Eric Latham, director of program development with UCR Extension, the program came about as a response to the growing legal cannabis industry in the Inland Empire and the rest of California.
I started thinking about this probably in the fall of 2019, so just over a year ago. And, you know, I was seeing a lot of news coverage about the cannabis industry and those kind of things. And, you know, almost offhand, I said to my dean, hey, you know, this is really seems to be taking off. How do you feel about me, you know, checking into seeing if we could offer some kind of program? He said, absolutely, go for it.
Latham started reaching out to experts in the cannabis field to see what a certificate program might look like.
What was pretty clear up front is it is a complicated business. It's a complicated industry for a lot of different reasons, because there's a difference in state and federal regulations, and even down to from one city to the next or one county to the next, there could be different regulations. So it becomes complicated very quickly. And, you know, sometimes because of some potential stigma, people may not be as interested in wanting to identify themselves as an expert in this area. So it became clear to me that it was going to be hard for us on our own to develop the content in the breadth and scope that I think would have been required.
So UCR partnered with Green Flower Media to produce cannabis educational content.
And they had been teaching and providing programs in the industry for several years, and they had really started to work with universities to provide the content. And I think we had our first meeting sometime in March or so. And that led to us going through the process of getting the content and getting it approved.
Latham says the cannabis certificates open up a variety of career pathways for students.
The job opportunities are tremendous. That there are people that may say want to start their own business. And we do a lot of that. We offer a lot of programs that would help people, you know, on an entrepreneurial kind of track. But other people want to do some kind of specific aspect of working in that business, and they need the educational credentials to do that. So that could be working for somebody who's growing cannabis, or it could be somebody who's setting up a dispensary or an online shop. It's just like any other business. There's lots of different ways people could plug in. And I, you know, talking with employers out there, they're looking for people. And, you know, just like any other employer, they want people that have the education, have experience, and are good employees.
Latham says there's a societal benefit to having well-trained people in the legal cannabis industry.
The people have spoken. You know, this is a business that people want to see. And if we want that kind of business to be successful, we need good employees to go into those businesses. And we want good paying jobs. I mean, that's incredibly important. And that's our mission. You know, we do that across the spectrum in all kinds of different industries. We want people to be able to move up in their career, and that's how we measure our success. It's a win-win for employers, for the individuals who want to go into that business, but, you know, there's also a societal benefit that if this is going to be a successful business, we need successful and well-qualified people going into that kind of business. And in this particular case, I mean, the alternative is the black market, which has existed forever. And so if we don't have a good stream of people coming into that business, I mean, the competition is a black market, and I don't think that that's something that's good for our society, our state.
The majority of the students currently enrolled in the program are from the Inland Empire or elsewhere in Southern California. Latham says that's good for the region.
So we have this mass exodus of people that leaves the Inland Empire every day to go work in Los Angeles and Orange counties. We'd like to do our part to kind of create good paying career type jobs for folks in the Inland Empire. I think that's one of those big societal benefits that we'd like to contribute to.
Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.